Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Little Laura Kelly theme song for you there. Joining us now to bring us this week's legislative update is State Senator Richard Hildebrand. He represents Senate District 13, which encompasses several counties in southeast Kansas, including the cities of Pittsburgh and Fort Scott. Richard, thank you for joining us again, my friend.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course. And, you know, I played our little our Laura Kelly theme song for you because you're the one that has to put up with her. I imagine it's not on a daily basis because, from what I understand, she doesn't come down from her little Grinch cave up there overlooking Whoville very often. But, you have to deal with the ramifications of her actions more than we do. So, what
do you want to hear a little? You want to hear a little funny about?
Yes,
my
no.
Interaction with Laura
anytime.
Kelly?
I'm always up for a funny Laura Kelly story.
Okay, so you know how her campaign, when she reaches across the aisle and always talks to working with the other party.
Sure, that's people like Barbara Bollier who switched parties, right? That's what she's talking
sure,
about.
Sure. Yeah. So I came into the Senate in 2017. So I sat with now Governor Kelly when she was a senator for the remainder of 17, 8, and 18, right? You know how many conversations me and Senator Kelly at the time had?
No, how many?
Zero. You know how many times I said, good morning, Senator Kelly, how are you doing? And I got a, go to you know where look?
Oh, I'm sure.
A plethora.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can't tell the story. Maybe next time, and if, I've got callers that remind me of things, so if any of our listeners think of it, the next time I have Dan Hawkins on the show, someone needs to remind me and see if we can talk him in to telling the tale of what she said to him when he first greeted her for her first State of the State. And you should go ask him. I don't know if you've heard that story, but that's a doozy.
I don't know that I have heard it, so that will be on my agenda tomorrow.
That is a doozy, where she had some choice words that just sort of reminded him who the new the new boss in town is, let's just put it that way. So, all right, so getting to our legislative update, what's going on in Topeka? Because, and I'm glad she's doing it, but certainly in the Senate and, of course, across the hall in the House, you guys aren't passing any bills, and I don't mind it at all because I know why you're not. But how is that playing amongst your colleagues and certainly amongst your colleagues across the aisle? Are the Democrats getting the message? Are they getting frustrated yet?
Oh, I think there is. I think there's a level of frustration that's building. And each day that this is prolonged, the more frustrated and resentment and visceral will be shown.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, both Senate President Weigel and Speaker Reichman have, and you know, in the House, it's the entire leadership team. In the Senate, sadly, it's only Senate President Weigel because the rest of her leadership team are rhinos who are stabbing her in the back. And I know you won't say anything to that, Richard, because you're diplomatic. I don't have those constraints. But what the leadership of the two chambers are doing is they're saying, look, we're not going to pass any other legislation until we pass the constitutional amendment on life. And the main reason is Dems and the RINOs want Medicaid expansion. But if right now, the way it stands, if Medicaid expansion passes and, you know, the Supreme Court is the way it is, ultimately you're going to get taxpayer funded abortion. And they don't want that. Neither do the majority of Kansans want their taxpayer dollars paying for abortion. And so they want the cart before the horse, so to speak, and we don't.
Right. And to add to that, John, the current CanCare Medicaid system that we have now is open to that.
Right.
And another thing that you don't really think about is the employee benefit. The health insurance through the employee benefit is now open to that. That's another source of taxpayer funded.
I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. That would also open that. See, there's so many ramifications, unintended consequences to this. You know, and let me ask you this, Richard, and again, I don't want to put you in an awkward situation here, but what I've been trying for weeks to try and figure out what is up with Jim Denning. You've served with him. I understand that he is an advocate for Medicaid expansion, and you know, two people can be passionate about opposite sides of the same issue. And I understand that, and I bully for you for fighting and defending your passion on your side of the issue and somebody else for doing the same on the opposite side of the issue. That's fine. I'm all in for that, and that's our democratic process at work. What I don't understand is he is now out there publicly attacking his colleagues and undermining their message and lying about it when he's doing so. That's what I don't understand. Do you have any sense why he's taking such an aggressive stand against the rest of his Republican colleagues in this?
No, I do not. And, you know, we have never, as a Republican caucus in the Senate, sat down. Our majority leader has never called for a caucus to get everybody together and say, hey, where are we at on this issue? How do we need to move forward? Let's get a consensus with the majority of the caucus. Let's work together on this. That never happened. It still hasn't happened. And so to speculate as to why, I have no idea. I mean, that would be something he would have to answer.
That's, well, just that right there is amazing that the two sides, that your caucus has never met. I mean, in the House, a caucus would meet all the time to discuss issues, even though we knew there was a chunk of, you know, conservatives that would feel one way, mods that would feel another. We'd still meet to discuss things. So setting this aside, you know, what are there some bills that are sitting in committee? What is going on? Even though they're not coming to the floor right now, there's got to be other bills that are going on right now that are, you know, that are pressing, that are working their way through the system.
Well, you know, the bills that we call rats and cats, a lot of those are being passed out since they're non-controversial, being passed out on the consent calendar. So it'll avoid the general orders. They, you know, we do have some legislation. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about a couple of bills that I've introduced, that I've sponsored, that I'm working on, that I think if we can get, you know, once this logjam breaks and things start flowing, it would be a great benefit to the citizens of Kansas.
Yes, absolutely. Let me do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, because I want to ask you about one of the bills that you're actually sponsoring. We'll do that. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll do that. Before we take that break, if anybody is interested and they want to reach out, Jim Denning's office number is 785-296-2497. And his home phone number is area code 913-345-9416. And both of those are available on the Kansas Legislature's website. Feel free to reach out to him and let him know how you feel. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back with Senator Richard Hildebrand right after this.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm proud to say I love town USA.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With us still is State Senator Richard Hildebrand from District 13, small town USA, literally small town USA. Thought that was an appropriate song for you, Richard, so we figured we'd give you a little your own intro music, so to speak. So,
well, I appreciate that, John.
We try.
You know, we're in metropolis of 4,300.
We try and cater our opening music when we can. So we thought that would be a good one for you. I have to ask you about one piece of legislation that you're sponsoring, and it actually relates to another one of your colleagues. What is it with Barbara Beaulieu trying to take credit for your work? I've caught her now on three occasions, the most recent actually on Valentine's Day. She tweeted out, quote, "Little is getting done in Washington, so I'm leading the way to fix surprise medical billing in Kansas." And then she had a link to an article. But, Richard, here's the problem. Within the article, in the very first paragraph, the article says, quote, "Republican Senator Richard Hildebrand has introduced two transparency proposals." So if you introduced the bills, why is she claiming to be, quote, leading the way?
Well, that's interesting because those two bills are very important. Hopefully we get some traction because they are transparency bills, and that's one of the issues with the surprise billing. I had submitted those bills and introduced them probably a month ago, real early in the session, because those were things I was working on during the off session. And I know Senator Beaulieu was talking about doing a bill. I hadn't seen it. And just the other day, it actually a bill got introduced that she introduced in a committee. So the bills are different. Mine's transparency. Hers is going to say that the insurance company and the hospital, you guys are going to duke it out if there's anything different for what the patient should have paid or bills they should pay. So to give you an example on her bill, if you go to the doctor, so first step back. When you go and you start your insurance policy, that's a contract between you and the insurance company.
Right.
The insurance company says for X amount of dollars, you get this amount of benefit. So in return with that dollar, the insurance company goes and then deals with hospitals and providers, and they make contracts. And they say, okay, for X amount of dollars, we'll send our patients if you'll agree to these terms and these deals. So if, for instance, you go to the doctor after you've got your insurance policy, and you didn't check to see if your doctor was in network. Your doctor's not in network, so that's an extra charge. So if you didn't check that out and you go have a surgery in a hospital that's out of network, again, that is an extra charge. So those are the surprise billings a lot of times you will get. So what Senator Boyer's bill will say is instead of the patient knowing where they're supposed to go, it is now up between the provider and the insurance company to duke out those different prices and sell it that way.
Gotcha. But they would then just turn around and bill the client. I mean, you know how that would work. I think your bill is the better way to go, which is increasing transparency so that the customer, the end user, is the one that's aware so they can make an informed decision. So, but the bottom line on all of this is I've been seeing her claiming credit for your work for months. So even though she's just introduced a bill, I think that's just in response to the fact that she's been called out on this. Before we went to break, you said there were other, and I know you've been working on a number of other bills. What else have you got work and what else is in the pipeline?
Well, I'll tell you a bill that's not getting any traction at all. It's still sitting in judiciary. It's one that I pre-filed. And the reason why I bring this up is it's so important because tomorrow is the Second Amendment rally at the Capitol. It's from 12 to 1:30.
Right.
And what this bill is, and to be upfront, me and Representative Hauser worked on it. It was Representative Hauser's idea. He shared it with me, and so I did it on the Senate side as he did it on the House side. So I've got a sister bill to his bill that's just sitting there. It's an anti-red flag bill.
I'm familiar with it. I actually had Mike on the show a month or so ago, and we talked about it. It's a great idea. Although what I've heard is that, again, Jim Denning is basically has, and you can tell us if this is true or not, but we've been told that, Jim Denning has informed you guys, or those the powers that be, that he won't run any gun bills this session because he doesn't want the mods to have to take any uncomfortable gun votes.
Well, I don't know his reasoning, but I do know that was said that no gun bills will be ran.
And again,
so as far as the motivation,
this is another problem we have with Jim Denning. Here you have good legislation that is a Republican issue defending the Second Amendment, and the quote-unquote majority leader of the Republican Party in the Republican-controlled House is holding back Second Amendment legislation to fulfill political... I mean, this is... it must be so... How do you not just, you know, bash your head into a wall every time you get in there, brother?
Well, I tell you, I read the Bible every morning before we start. And
you'd have to, man. You would have to.
And I'll tell you, one of the early passages that I read was when Jesus told the disciples not to take anything, no food, no water, just one change of clothes, and go city to city spreading the good word. And when you knock on a door, if they let you in, you talk, and you gladfully stay, and you converse, and everything's good. If they don't, you turn around, you shake the dust off your shoes, and keep moving. So I do an awful lot of shaking the dust off my shoes up there.
I'm sure, but it's got to be tough when you have a Judas as your majority leader, which is what Jim is. I mean, this is, you know, now he's betrayed us on Medicaid expansion. He's betraying us on life. Now he's betraying us on the Second Amendment. I mean, why doesn't he just switch his party affiliation, become a Democrat? Oh, that's right, because then he wouldn't be the majority leader. I mean, it's just sad, but that's what it's coming down to with him. Richard, you know, keep up the good work, my friend. You are constantly sharing updates of your Senate schedule on Twitter and social media. If folks want to follow you, give us your Twitter handle, because I see every week all your updates of what's going on in committees and things like that. I want my listeners to be able to get that information if they want it. What is your Twitter handle?
Well, that's a good question, John. I am not sure. I never pay attention to it once I make it. But here, give me just a second. I'll look it up real quick.
See, now, you know, and if I were a good radio host, I would be able to give that to you so that you wouldn't. And you know what? I can do that. Because I am. It's Hildebrand, Hilderbrand 4, the number 4, KS. So it's at Hildebrand 4KS on Twitter. Let me ask you this question. I assume you're running again. If folks want to help, to donate, volunteer, where can they go for information on your campaign to help you out? Because I know, you know, last time you had a I don't know if you're going to have an opponent. I'm assuming you're going to run again. But if you are, where can they go to help and donate and get involved and help you support your brother?
I've got on my Facebook page, it's Hildebrand for Kansas. Just look me up, Richard Hildebrand. You can do a search that way. I also have a website, and I believe it is richardhildebrandforkansas.com.
Awesome. So, well, I appreciate you, my friend, and just carry on the fight. Keep pushing back. I know that Senate is we've had the support there that we need. Unfortunately, your majority leader is not with you, but keep pressing on. Keep carrying on the fight, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, I've got a couple other things, if it's okay, if you've got a second.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got about a minute or so, so whatever you've got, give it to me.
So some of the other bills are dealing with property tax. Everybody hates property taxes.
Oh, amen.
A bill just came out of the federal, Senate Taxation Committee. It deals with transparency again. So, and that's one that I have co-sponsored. There's another one in there that I co-sponsored that deals with if you want to go and fix your roof or you want to paint your house, you're not going to be dinged by the appraisal. And then there's one that I actually sponsored and introduced. It is changes the reappraisal period from an annual term to a triennial term.
Well, and, so, and I know there's a number of bills that have been brought up on property taxes. So that's one of those stealth tax increases that seem to come up every year. So anything you guys can do to help increase transparency on property taxes, I am all in. So I appreciate you fighting anything you can do to fight property tax or any tax increase for that matter. I know Laura Kelly's already eyeballing different ways to raise our taxes. So keep fighting against that, my friend.
And I'm trying to hold her feet to the fire, and I've got a constitutional amendment that I pre-filed last session that will permanently lock that 410 sales tax for the Bank of KDOT where it cannot be swept. So it was in Senate Ways and Means. It was scheduled for a hearing. The hearing got canceled. It just recently, I was told, got transferred, moved into transportation, so hopefully we can get some movement on that.
Well, we appreciate that. Appreciate you, brother. Keep carrying on the fight, my friend. We'll be with you next week. Make sure you tune in. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show. Carry on the fight, fellow deplorables.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.